Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in Malachi chapter 3, one of the most quoted chapters on tithing in the whole Bible. We'll listen to our guest reader, Oda Nordpol, read Malachi chapter 3. Oda is a 16-year-old teenage student in the country of Norway. She's an Ad Bible listener and now a guest reader. Let's listen to Oda Nordpol on Malachi 3.
Malachi chapter 3. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way for me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, and the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, and they will bring offerings in righteousness to the Lord. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old, as in former years. Then I will draw near to you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against the sorceress, against the adulteress, against those who swear falsely, against those who oppress the hired worker in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, against those who thrust aside the sojourner, and do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. For I, the Lord, do not change, therefore, O children of Jacob, are not consumed. From the days of your fathers you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return? Will man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have I robbed you? In your tithes and contributions. You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation, of you. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, and there may be food in my house. And thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need, I will rebuke the devourer for you so that it will not destroy the fruits of your soil, and your vine in the field shall not fail to bear, says the Lord of hosts. Then all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a land of delight, says the Lord of hosts. Your words have been hard against me, says the Lord. But you say, how have we spoken against you? You have said, it is vain to serve God. What is the profit of our keeping his charge, or of walking as in mourning before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the arrogant blessed. Evil doers do not only prosper, but they put God to the test and they escape. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them, and a book of remembrance was written before him and those who fear the Lord and esteemed his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts. In the day when I make up my treasured possession, I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. Then once more you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him.
In 1991, after reading Malachi on December 29th of that year, I wrote concerning chapter 3, referring to verses 8 through 10, tithe, do not rob God. And then I wrote, test me in this, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows. And then I referred to verse 11, God will rebuke the devourer for me. 10 years later, on December 31st, 2001, I read all of Malachi on that last day of the year, and concerning chapter 3, I wrote, referring to verses 6 and 7, for I am the Lord, I do not change. Return to me, and I will return to you. And then I referred to verses 8 through 11. Tithing, God promises his blessings, and to rebuke the devourer, and fruit. And another 10 years later, at the last day of 2011, I read Malachi all on one day. I've shared a little bit about this before, but I'm going to read my whole journal entry on that day. I wrote, God is watching. He sees how we focus on our lives, not him, and he is displeased. How we patronize him with insincere worship. We go to church for 1 hour and then get home to our own lives. How we spend all his blessings on our own pleasures and not even afford a mere 10% for his kingdom work. We are more interested in ourselves and our own pleasures than in the God who gives us life. Thus ends my journal entries. So let's take a look at Malachi 3. Verse 1 says, Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. My messenger could very well refer to John the Baptist. Preparing the way for me can refer to Jesus. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. Let's move to verse 6. For I, the Lord, do not change. I refer to my English Standard Version Study Bible footnote on verse 6. I, the Lord, do not change implies that God's character and eternal purposes do not change, which gives a solid foundation for his people's faith and hope. However, unchangeableness in character does not mean that the Lord is unchanging in his actions. For the very next verse, Return to me and I will return to you, shows that God acts differently in response to different situations. Aren't you glad that God's character does not change? His eternal purpose does not change, and therefore we can build our faith and hope in him. And then we get into the discussion of tithing. It starts with, will a man rob God? How have we robbed you? Do you ever think of yourself with the ability to rob God? We do so when we don't tithe and give offerings. The accusation here in chapter 3 is both individually and corporately. Verse 9, you are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. It's been said by people way smarter than me that if the church, the people of God, tithe, there would be no needs in the world. Churches would have what they need. The poor would be taken care of. Churches could meet various needs in the community. But it's never happened. It didn't happen in Malachi's day, and it's certainly not happening in our day. Statistics I read not so long ago say that only about 2% or less of Christians tithe. What is the result? Verse 9 again reminds us, You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me. Are you financially cursed? Do you live paycheck to paycheck? Is your storehouse empty? Do you not have enough? Maybe you're subject to this curse. But here's the answer, the very next verse. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need. I will rebuke the devourer for you. God begs you. He begs me. Put me to the test. Live by biblical principles. Live by the tithe and put me to the test. See if he will not open the windows of heaven, and you will have more than enough. But so few take God up on this challenge. Maybe after Malachi chapter 3, you will. From a personal perspective, Terry and I have been tithers our whole married life. We are not wealthy by any means, but we have experienced Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. We have seen the Lord open the windows of heaven, pour down on us blessings that we don't deserve. We have seen him rebuke the devourer. What I mean by that is things don't wear out. Things don't break. We haven't had a lot of major repair bills in our lives. We have been blessed exceedingly, abundantly, beyond what we could have thought or imagined. But don't take my word for it. Take his word for it. He's the one that says, put me to the test in your finances. I think the application of Malachi chapter 3 is pretty evident to all of us. God does not change. He is worth your faith and hope. Return to him, and he will return to you. Bring your tithes and your contributions to the Lord. Test him with your finances, and give him a chance to pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need. Father, once again, as we read Malachi chapter 3, we are reminded from the very beginning of this book that this was a wake-up call, not only to those who Malachi was writing to, but also to us. May we be doers of the word and not hearers only. Thank you that you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you for the invitation to return to you, and you will return to us. And thank you for the challenge you provide in this chapter to trust you with our money. So let it be written. So let it be done. In the name of Jesus, amen.